The Torah reading this morning can be found on page 560, chapter 37, verse 17, page 560. But before we begin with the Torah reading, I'll share a couple words. Shabbat Shalom. I want to tell a little bit of the story of what's going on, because in fact, there's a lot of debate about the chronology of events in the past several parshiot, and I'm going to give you one of the answers. One of the ways in which the rabbis read these parshiot is that while Moses is on Mount Sinai, hearing from God the Torah, learning the rules, and in fact getting the plans on how to build the tabernacle, while that's happening, the Israelite people are down at the bottom of the mountain, and they're building the golden calf. The golden calf, greatest sin of the Jewish people. Moses comes down, smashes the two tablets, breaks the Ten Commandments, goes back up, gets the new commandments, the new tablets, comes back down, and that's where our parsha picks up. Before, we've only had the instructions in how to build the tabernacle. Today, we begin actually constructing it. But it begins, our parsha's name, Vayakhel, comes from the word kehilah, same word as kehilah, which means community. It's the verb form of community. In fact, it's the causative form. In other words, Moses causes community to occur. So before we can actually go through with building the tabernacle, Moses has to create community. And in fact, Nachmanides goes to tell us that this word means that not only did the leaders come together, which often is what the text is telling us, but every adult came together. But not just every adult male, all of the women came together. But not just the women, all of the children. In fact, every member of the Israelite community came together before they started breaking ground on the Mishkan, on the traveling sanctuary to God. And I think that here is a message to all of us. We all make mistakes. At some point in our life, we are going to do something that we feel as bad as I imagine the Israelites did about the golden calf. It's going to break us. It's going to shatter us. We're going to be embarrassed to look in the mirror. But Moses gives us the answer. The answer is community. No matter how bad the thing is, and the golden calf is bad, the people Israel watch God do the 10 plagues. Watch God free them from hundreds of years of slavery. And the first chance they get, they break the very first commandment and make an idol. That's bad. It's shattering. The people of Israel could have ended right then. In fact, God says, I'm going to kill them all. And Moses stands in the breach and says, no, we have to go on together. The message is we can come back from anything. The message is we can come back from anything, and all we need is one word, Vayakhel. All we need is each other. So when you look around the room and you see someone you don't know, first be grateful they're here, because even if you don't know them, they're part of your community. But also, say hi later. You know, not during the praying and the Torah reading part, but later. Meet each other. Be together. Sitting in this room together, it's not just important because we do beautiful prayers and hear beautiful music and hear the words of the Torah. It's important because together we make up hope. When we come together, we are the hope that no matter how bad things get, Vayakhel, we can come together and make them better. Shabbat Shalom.